And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You're a thousand miles away, but I still have your love.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Friday on The Savage Nation. Yep, everyone's gone, traveling, big weekend ahead. You heard of the Buffett rule. Yeah, that applies to everyone except Barack Obama. The Buffett rule would have everyone pay at least 30% of taxes. That is if they're millionaires. Of course, if you are an Obama voter, you don't pay any taxes. They go to the front of the line. Obama paid 18% last year. No one knows how. So what can you say? You know, after all, I mean, he's entitled to pay nothing. When you think about it, he should pay no taxes. After all, he's the king. Now, I'm not going to talk about that. I just figured I'd get your attention with taxes because it's very close to tax time. When even the most diehard, psychotic, hybrid-driving Obama-Biden bumper sticker liberal finally understands the criminality of the taxation system. That's right. Even in L.A., all the Larry Davids have to fork over not only the 39% of federal tax, but another 15% of state tax. And that must hurt a guy like Larry David. You know he's a cheap chiseler. And his friends in L.A. are starting to say, wait a minute, another 15% off the top? What kind of vigorish is this? So they're starting to feel it, and so maybe they're listening now to the fact that Obama is running a criminal enterprise here. Where's the money going? Where did the TARP money go? Where did the stimulus funds go? Where did Corzine's $1.7 billion go? Whatever happened to Paulson, who was Treasury Secretary under Bush when the economy collapsed? Where did that money go? Well, these are questions that people should be asking, but they're not interested in any of this. You're not interested in the Amish behind bars either. After all, what's the difference? Yeah, some funny guy. They make candles and woodwork. They have stupid beards. They wear hats. They don't even have a TV and a radio. What good are they? What do I care if some old jerk with a beard got 15 years in federal prison for allegedly cutting the beard of a neighbor? Eh, what do I care? That's the attitude of the so-called conservative media. Russia and his clones, not one word about it. So I will not let it go. In fact, this morning I wrote letters to the few people I still respect. And I got only one back from one conservative who's the real McCoy, whose name I will disclose to you. All the others, in my opinion, are frauds. I said this. I sent an email out to friends, the few I respect at all, or I thought I respected. And I said this. The indifference of the Christian and so-called conservative media both revolts and shocks me. They've learned nothing from history and are so trapped in their doxies they cannot see injustice unless it is broadcast for them in talking points from the Republican establishment. This Amish story is the most disproportionate sentence I've ever seen. Moreover, as I disclosed in my radio program, Thomas Perez, a radical's radical, is who made this a federal hate crime. And do you know why? Because the scissors used came across state lines. I said, if we do not come to the aid of the Amish, they can trump up a case against any one of us for any reason. A man I thought had intelligence sent me back some of the stupidest emails I've ever seen. He considers himself a great thinker and a conservative. Not in my book. Only one conservative sent a reasonable answer. I'm going to let you guess who it is, but here's what he wrote. I said, why is the media not covering this Amish story? This is the Soviet Union. He said this. Michael, problem number one. Most Christians have not heard about this story because it is not huge news. Problem number two, there is a tendency to see the Amish as a cult activity. Number three, most Christians really don't understand Amish beliefs and practices. Problem number four, last one, and this is the biggest and most important of all, most Christians don't realize they are next in the persecution game. It's like the old story. First they came for the communists, then they came for the Jews. He said, I'm absolutely convinced this is a trial balloon by Obama and Holder to see just how far government can go without getting blowback from religious communities. But Christians don't get it. They still think they live in a Christian nation. They don't realize the Obama Gestapo is at the door. Can any of you guess which conservative sent me that email and who is the only conservative left other than me who understands the danger we're in and is not simply a knee-jerk Republican fraud. It's the Savage Nation. I'll talk about the news of the day as well. 855-407-282. I direct you to the Drudge Report, where the scissor story has finally appeared. The scissor story was written 30 minutes ago, and it finally appeared. You're going to be shocked to read it. It's on the bottom left above a T-shirt. It says, Amish prosecuted because the scissors crossed state lines. I swear to God. I don't care if you're an atheist, a communist. I don't care if you're a Buddhist, a Hindu, a Muslim. You have to understand that a grave injustice has been done. You say, well, who cares about the Amish? That's just the point. The Amish in America are what the Jews were in Nazi Germany. In other words, the Amish are such a small minority sect that no one will come to their aid. Mainstream Christians could care less about them. The Mormons could care less about them. The Catholics could care less about them. They've all got their own, you know, bailiwicks and their own interests. The Jews, who should be the first to come to the aid of the Amish, have said nothing for the Amish. I'm the only one in the country saying one word about it. I'm not Amish. In fact, I never met an Amish person. I don't know Amish people. I just generically like them because they lead a simple, honest, clean life. They're family people. They're religious people. I'm sure they wouldn't like me, but I don't care whether they like me. I like them. That's all that matters to me. Do you know how your Obama did this? Do you know that every liberal in America should be up in arms? They literally should go get a semi-automatic weapon and go stand with it screaming, that's the last straw. I will not stand for this. We have gangsters running the country. Savage, you're 100% right. We can't live in a country like this. Wait till you hear how they did this to these Amish. You're never going to believe how they twisted it. Now, maybe you heard the lawyer on yesterday. Maybe you didn't. Do you know how they did this to the Amish? Does anyone know? Well, all you got to do is read the story. Amish prosecuted because scissors cross state lines. I swear to God. In fact, I made a stupid joke yesterday. At the end of the show, I said, I hope tomorrow morning when I'm trimming my own beard, I'm not arrested for a self-hate crime. I was afraid that perhaps I would be reported to The Hague for cutting my own beard. After all, that could be construed as a hate crime if it's Eric Holder and he wants to get you. Maybe I didn't want to trim my own beard. Maybe the devil told me to trim my own beard. Maybe I committed a hate crime against myself for trimming my beard. And of course, since the scissors came from Detroit, not from California, by Eric Holder's insane twisting of the laws, which is right out of the ex-Soviet Union, he could have anyone arrested for anything. He misinterpreted the hate crimes laws as we knew would happen under a fascist dictatorship. See, you thought when fascism came to America, you thought it would be marching down the street with an oompa-pa band, and they'd be wearing swastikas, and they'd be giving the Nazi salute. Little did you know, that when fascism arrived, it would come from a man who smiled at you and had a lovely family and was a person of color and therefore could not be a fascist. Little did you know that that's how the Trojan horse operates. Little did you know that that's how the Trojan horse enters not only the computer, but the computer of the constitutional reality that we supposedly live in. Oh, yeah. Now, I could entertain you if you want a little rock and roll Friday. In fact, I know many of you are now nervous and searching. You're sweaty. You want to go home. It's after 5 on the – that's after 6 already on the West Coast. Time to get home and change your clothes, have a shower, and get ready for a big night. A little freewheel burning tonight and then somewhere on the East Coast already. Everyone who's out isn't listening. Everyone who's in is basically a shut-in. Anyone who's not out on the East Coast is a shut-in. They're definitely not Democrats. Democrats are not listening to radio right now. They sniff, oh, I don't listen to AM. Oh, really? FM? Wow. Oh, you only listen to FM? No kidding. I bet you only listen to classical music, too. Oh, really? How cool. So why don't you play some music for the people as they try to understand why I'm outraged by this? If you don't understand what's at stake and why, if we don't come to the aid of the Amish, they can do it to you tomorrow. And there's only one man who I now respect in the entire conservative media. Only one is left. It's not Bimbo. It's not Wallbanger. They don't cover anything conservative. They do what the Republicans send them in a report. whatever the Republican talking points are, and they do a good job at it. I mean, let's be clear. We need Republican talking point talk show hosts. I understand that. But somebody occasionally has to go off the reservation. I turn it off. I'm not ready to go to a hop yet. If I'm going to play Let's Go to the Hop, I can't even think. Do you want me to talk about this? I'll tell you what, I'm going to open the show up another way. Do you want me to talk about this or not? If you don't, I'll go on to another topic. North Korea states nuclear war is unavoidable as it declares first target will be Japan. You hear this? Well, you know that's China. Come on, what are you, stupid? North Korea wouldn't belch without Beijing's approval. Kim Jong-un wouldn't burp from the kimchi he had for lunch if it wasn't for Beijing telling him to threaten us. And, of course, put two and two together. Be a smart girl. Why don't you be a smart girl? Connect the two stories. The reason the junkyard dog of North Korea is threatening Japan and the U.S. right now can be seen in the yuan. That's the currency of China, of course, with Mao Zedong on the currency. Mao Zedong is on the currency, a man who killed 60 million of his own brethren. You talk about a hate crime, and yet he's a hero of Holder and Perez, in my estimation. A man who killed 60 million people, Mao Zedong. I'm sure that Eric Holder would like a bust of Mao Zedong in his office, not Winston Churchill. But the yuan reached a record high against the U.S. dollar today. You think there's no connection between that and North Korea threatening us? Then you have no idea how international politics works. That's right. That is why it's happening. Because they don't want us to force them to revalue their currency. You know, you've heard burping about, oh, revalue the yuan, it's not fair in trade. What? Well, maybe somebody in the Republican Party was going to, you know, actually do something. Maybe they were going to throw a tariff on a Chinese good to protect an American industry or manufacturing facility. So every time China wants something, or we want something from them that they don't want us to want, the monster is brought out from the hills of North Korea. From the frozen tundra of North Korea comes the monster, and he threatens to throw a nuclear missile at us. See, no one even knows who it is I still respect in the conservative media. I'll tell you, a free copy of my great novel, A Time for War, for anyone who can guess who is the only person in the conservative media I still respect. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Do you have dry skin, psoriasis? Do you suffer because of the itching, the discomfort, and the pain? People may tell you not to scratch, but they don't understand the torture of living with these conditions. We do. We're Seroderm, and we're introducing our groundbreaking skin treatment to listeners in your area. Seroderm is a new way to reduce the itching and discomfort. It goes directly on your trouble areas. It's non-greasy and non-staining. And if you have dry skin or psoriasis, Seroderm will help stop the itching and flaking so you scratch less. Seroderm is guaranteed to help reduce the pains of your skin condition, even if you've suffered for years, even if you've tried everything else. Call toll-free and we'll rush your risk-free trial of Seroderm. Just call 1-800-573-0352. Don't live with the discomfort another day. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Call 1-800-573-0352.
KSFO traffic to the East Bay in Lafayette, now eastbound 24 at Ocalanus Road. It's a two-car accident blocking the third lane from the left. Traffic is backed up from Orinda. Traffic is also heavy on eastbound 80 coming off the Bay Bridge, continues on out to University. Westbound 80 is slow from Gilman to the Maze. The metering lights are on. There is a backup at the toll plaza there. Traffic is sluggish all the way across the span and on into the city. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes. But think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home. Your authorized ADT dealer and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
The Masters. There's magic in the air. Spring has arrived in Augusta. And today, new dramas will unfold, and heroes will emerge. This is the home of timeless beauty, of storied competition, of the elusive green jacket. This is where new dreams will come true. Second round coverage of the Masters, today on ESPN.
Come celebrate the start of the new golf season and the big tournament at Golfsmith's major sale. Save up to 60% on select items like the TaylorMade R11S Fairway Wood for only $119.98, plus free gift card and two for deals. Come experience a store built by golf experts for all golfers, where you can swing it, putt it, and love it before you buy it. Hurry into Golfsmith for the major sale and save up to 60% today, because it only lasts for a limited time. See golfsmith.com for a store near you.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And so
Savage Nation. Every once in a while, things come along in your life where you're tested and you have an opportunity. You could say, who needs it? Who cares? When I eat my heart out, who? What's in it for me? Can I sell anything? Can I sell a T-shirt? Can I sell a doormat? Can I get anyone to an event? You know the normal drill, the Republican machine. You know how it works. Look, everyone's got to make a buck. I understand that. But the thing is once in a while you have to do something for somebody you don't know. That's how you test who you are. I'm doing something for the Amish. Now, I started the week off with the circumcision business because it sickened me. The thought of the putting the mouth on the whole thing. It got me ill. It should be outlawed, banned, horrible. No need for this in the modern world. It's insane. Insane. You can call that a hate crime if you want. Maybe Eric Holder will declare that Orthodox custom that was invented in the 1300s, that is not biblically mandated, where a rabbi puts his mouth on the blood, is a hate crime. We want to arrest all of the rabbis now. Now, who would speak up for them? First of all, he'll never do it, because the Jewish people, thank God, are well organized, tremendous representation in the country. No one will touch that. Go near it. The Amish, Amish, who are they? A bunch of jerks with wagons. They have nothing. They don't even have the numbers to elect a congressman. They don't have Dove Hinkin or whatever from Brooklyn. They don't have Charles Schumer as a senator. They have nobody. So that's why they can take them and throw them in a prison. They can throw them in a dungeon. 15 years? The guy, by the way, didn't even do any of the cutting. 855-407-2822, but the lines are sold out. Stephen, WABC, go ahead. You have your moment.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for taking the call. My comment is this. Those people did not want their beards cut. Isn't that correct?
And?
And consequently, their freedom, their liberty was violated. Isn't that correct?
Excuse me, sir. Does the punishment fit the crime?
Not at all. You are 1,000% online with it there.
So 15 years in prison is too much in your mind.
Contemplating sitting in money. However,
Let me. 15 years in prison for a man who, by the way, had nothing to do with any of the cutting. The man who got 15 years by your President Obama did not even engage in the cutting. The cutting was done largely between brother to brother or within a family. It was an internal religious dispute.
I didn't vote for him. I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, thank God you didn't say it deserved 15 years. That's all. I thought you were going to give me one of those. All right. Look, you don't want to hear this. I don't care. And the hero is we don't want any more hero calls. Laura Ingraham's a really great person. It's not her. I didn't talk to her. Aaron Klein's a lovely guy. I didn't talk to him about it. There's only one person who came to right up to the point here, and that was Joe Farah. All the rest of them are busy counting their proceeds for the week on the amount of doormats that they sold, how many hair treatments, how many impotence kits they were able to sell on their websites, how many golf balls they were able to retrieve from the grass. It's crazy. I think I'm going to lighten it up soon. I'm going to give you a little bit more, then I'm going to move on. Nuclear war is unavoidable as it declares first target will be Japan. Are you kidding me? Do you know what another president would have done to this guy by now for even threatening us? Do you have any idea what a real president would do as opposed to this? I'll stop right here because I'm going to say something I won't regret.
Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Okay, it's the boat traffic. To the East Bay we go in Lafayette. It's westbound 24 at Ocalanus Road. This two-car accident is blocking the third lane from the left. It looks like it's not affecting traffic at the moment, but further west, traffic on westbound 24 is backed up from before Orinda and continues all the way to the Caldecott Tunnel. Traffic is heavy on eastbound 80 coming off the Bay Bridge, continues out to University. Westbound 80 slow from Gilman to the Maze. The metering lights are on. There is a backup at the toll plaza there. Traffic is sluggish all the way into the city. And right now we do have an accident, 880 northbound at Whipple Road there. Looks like it's a car against a motorcycle. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Weatherford BMW Berkeley, now offering a state-of-the-art facility, including a new indoor showroom for 150 certified pre-owned cars. Wow! Weatherford BMW on Ashby, just off 80. Details at weatherfordbmw.com. Financing available through BMW Financial Services.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new system paperless project for completion by April 30th, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 877-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit. Pay no interest for 18 months. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The new economic policies are what they are, so now how will they affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar on Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore or Thursday, April 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper into your pocket? Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Tuesday, April 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore or Thursday, the 25th, Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now, the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the one and only Savage Nation. Thanks for hanging in there. I'll lighten it up eventually. I can't let this go right away. We'll ask you to go to the Drudge Report, bottom left, and see the article of about what I'm talking about and why it's so significant, even though it seems insignificant. If Holder and Obama can get away with this on the Amish, using the Commerce Clause as a pretext to introduce federal hate crimes legislation, they can do it to you with your gun. They can do it to you with anything you own. I don't think you understand what's at stake here. Maybe I'm the only one who does now, but I won't be the only one shortly. Let me explain this to you, please. It's Amish prosecutor because scissors cross state lines. It is not. Let's say it has nothing to do with the Amish, so that you're not freaked out now. Like, stop with the Amish already. I heard already about the buggy and the whip. I'm concerned about an innocent man being given 15 years in the slammer because he didn't do any of the shearing. They say he was the ringleader of the few men who cut their brothers' beards off out of an internal religious dispute. So how did this go from being a little local dispute in a religion, a minority religion, into a federal hate crime with four women being put behind bars? Good, honest, clean family women, not degenerate scum like you see in Hollywood. Degenerate, filth, drug addicts. Every day, filthy, dirty people getting away with murder in the country. Murderers are tried and given a lighter sentence than this. But this is your Obama at work. While he gets down with the blues singers the other night, and with a big smile. And you buy it. You buy it because you're as stupid as the Facebook crowd. So let me read it to you. What does the federal hate crimes law, inspired by the murders of Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr., have to do with an internal dispute among the Amish in which the beards of men and the hair of women were forcibly sheared? The scissors used to cut the hair were manufactured in one state and used in another, explained Edward Bryan, defense lawyer for Amish Bishop Samuel Mullet Sr., who was sentenced to 15 years in federal prison. Lawyer Bryan, in an interview with radio host Michael Savage Thursday night, said the Commerce Clause is one of the federal government's primary justifications for intervening in the dispute in eastern Ohio among members of the Christian sect. U.S. Attorney Stephen M. Dettelbach, remember that name carefully, U.S. Attorney Stephen M. Dettelbach of the Northern District of Ohio, Sieg Heil! Dettelbach! Sieg Heil, Dettelbach! U.S. Attorney Stephen M. Dettelbach of the Northern District of Ohio argued in the indictment that the, quote, wall battery-operated hair clippers used in the assaults were purchased at Walmart and had traveled in and affected interstate commerce and that they were manufactured in Dover, Delaware, close quote. The 09 Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Hate Crimes Prevention Act stipulates any crime prosecuted under the law must involve crossing state lines or using an instrumentality of interstate or foreign commerce. In a September trial, Mullet was convicted of organizing a series of raids in 2011 against religious enemies and disobedient family members in which the men's beards were forcibly sheared and women's hair was cut. 15 other Amish members were sentenced to prison terms of 2 to 7 years. Mullet lost his request Tuesday to be released from prison in Texas while he appeals his conviction and sentencing. Murderers are released on appeal. Drug dealers are released on appeal. Al-Qaeda members are released on appeal. Prosecutors argued the 16 Amish men and women were justly convicted under the hate crimes law because hair has spiritual significance to them. Savage said, "The indifference of the Christians and so-called conservative media both revolts and shocks me. They've learned nothing from history and are so trapped in their doxies they cannot see injustice unless it is broadcast for them in talking points from the Republican establishment." Savage has established a legal defense fund for the convicted Amish men and women, calling Mullet's 15-year sentence, quote, the most disproportionate I've ever seen. Savage said Obama nominee for Labor Secretary Thomas Perez bears responsibility for the prosecution in his current capacity as Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. Perez said Savage is a radical's radical who has made carrying scissors across state lines a federal hate crime. Savage said, if we do not come to the aid of the Amish, they can trump up a case against anyone for any reason. And there's more to the article. And you can read it yourself. You can read it yourself and you can actually get sick reading it. The indictment also mentions a letter carried by the U.S. Postal Service was used to lure one of the victims. Well, anyway, if we don't come to the aid of these people, then we're worthless, all of us. I mean, those of you who care and think about these things, I don't expect the average person to care. Savage said, if the GOP senators cannot stop Tom Perez from becoming Labor Secretary, they cannot stop anyone. And there's a whole series of who this Thomas Perez is. You have no idea what a danger he is to your survival in this free nation. There's about 15 points in this article on who Perez is. This is the man behind who did this to the Amish. He's about to become Labor Secretary under Obama. And you cannot believe what this man has done. You can't believe how dangerous he is. Take the most radical college professor you've ever seen. Take the worst hate you've ever seen from the left. The rabid atheists, the progressives, socialists, Marxists, communists, those who hate God. Now put that in one pill, and that pill is Perez, in my opinion. Not one Republican has come to the aid of the Amish. Not one Republican has said one word in defense of the Amish here. So I made my point. I've laid it out. I can't do this all night. I'm now going to play for 1 minute and 10 seconds the essence of the whole story for you to take home. Listen, play it, Neil.
Let me explain to you how interstate commerce established federal jurisdiction in this case.
Please do.
It established federal jurisdiction in this case because the scissors that were used and the clippers that were used to cut the beards and hair were manufactured in one state.
Oh, my God.
Is an instrumentality of interstate
commerce. Oh, my God.
You know, the states are the ones that our Constitution says should be left with police powers, you know, to enforce laws against assault and local transactions against other individuals. Congress only has power to pass laws where their powers are enumerated. And one of the catch catch-all powers has been the Commerce Clause, but the Supreme Court has really been reining that in lately, saying that the Commerce Clause doesn't mean that you can regulate in any area that has some remote nexus to interstate commerce. And so that's going to be one of our main challenges.
So they, just for the average listener out there who is probably very distracted by this all, a man is in jail, women are in jail, because they conducted beard cutting on their neighbor Amish, and they were charged with a federal hate crime because the scissor went across state lines?
That is correct. That's one of the jurisdictional elements in the case.
Well, you see, you could laugh at it. It's laughable on one level, but there's a man behind bars for 15 years on another level, along with Amish women. Families have been broken up. So what this is a power grab by these fascists in the federal government. There's no point in calling them. You see, the word fascist has an actual derivation. If you look up the word fascist, it derives from fascia, meaning stick. And this refers back to Roman times when the Romans used their soldiers who had sticks to go around town and village, and with these sticks, like the Black Panthers with the nightsticks, you know what I mean? Go around and threaten the civilians into obedience using the fascia. That's where fascism, the word fascist, comes from. So this government now has become a fascist regime, nakedly fascist, using federal police powers that don't even apply to break up a minority Christian sect as a canary in the mine shaft to see whether other Christians will come to their aid. And thus far, Obama, Holder, and Perez have learned, hey, we got away with it. They didn't say anything. The evangelicals don't care. The Catholics don't care. The Jews don't care. The Buddhists don't care. The Hindus don't care. All aboard. So let's see, how else can we, what can we do tomorrow? Do you understand why I'm so worked up over this? What's the point of doing radio? Yeah, I mean, it's an entertainment medium. Yes, I agree. This is not supposed to be a revolution that I conduct. I've said that many times. But once in a while, a story comes along that you have to touch on to try to awaken people, because if it's every day something, another assault upon our freedoms, and this is something you can do something about. See, if it's something so vast that you can't do anything about it, you give up and you're helpless, you say, to hell with them all, I'll just lead my life the best I can. But you can do something about it. You can help get this guy out of jail. You can help put Perez in jail for abusing his power. How's that? You can help derail Perez's appointment to the Labor Department by making those fraudulent Republicans and their radio cohorts do something to stop Perez from becoming Labor Secretary. This could bring down Perez. It should bring down Perez. It should open up. You know that a case like this could bring down the entire Obama administration? Do you know that this case is so outrageous that this little case, if sufficiently broadcast and outrage is sufficient, could unwind the entire dictatorship that is emerging in this country? Yes, you see, it's little things that can bring down dictatorships. Don't expect a big thing to do it. It's sometimes little things that can bring down a dictatorship. If we had a legitimate president who cared about civil rights, you know what he would do? He'd say, you know what? Hey, wait a minute. I may be a leftist. I'm giving these people a pardon. I'm going to come out there. I'm going to say this is a miscarriage of justice. It's the end of it. And I'm going to show that I'm a leader who cares. I've read the Chinese proverbs, and they're very simple on leadership. One of the Chinese proverbs say that a good leader is loved by his people. A bad leader is feared by his people. Does that explain what we're living through? And a good leader right now would step in and give the Amish people who are in prison a pardon and end it. And he would win enormous converts to his cause. But you know, and I know, that there's no goodness in this fraud. You and I both know it's all an act. You and I both know that we're only a half a year into the second phase of the regime of the most terrifyingly left-wing fanatics that have ever, ever seized power in this country. It's never happened before. What you're living through is something brand new. Your parents didn't experience it. Your grandparents didn't experience it. You are experiencing a fanatical socialist takeover of the United States of America. What do I mean by socialist? Why is that such a frightening word when half the people in the media say that they're glad to be socialist? All socialism means is extraordinary government power in every phase of your life, and socialism also can mean ownership of private property all the way up and down the line from a mile to an extreme.
In an extreme case, for example, in the ex-Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin said that the farmers were anti-revolutionary. They called them kulaks. And he seized their farms. And at that time, Russia was producing wheat and producing food sufficient to feed their population. But the state said, no, we want to run the farms. So what they did was they seized the farms from the Soviet farmers in the 1930s, and they put in bureaucrats like Eric Holder and Thomas Perez to supervise the running of the farms. And then they arrested the farmers who knew how to run the farms, put them in the gulag, and killed many of them for being counter-revolutionaries. And what happened was, is 30 million Russians starved to death when the Eric Holders and the Thomas Perezes of Russian times took over management of farming. I'm telling you how it works. That's socialism in its extreme. Another example of socialism in its extreme is Mugabe in ex-Rhodesia, better known today as Zimbabwe. He said that the land belonged to the African people, and he gave it to the African farmers who could not grow sufficient food. Now, remember, Rhodesia had been a food-exporting nation when the evil white farmers were running the farms. The evil white farmers were producing sufficient food not only for Rhodesia but for, well, to export. No, there was no starvation in Rhodesia. But then the good communist came along, the socialist, Robert Mugabe. He took over the farms, gave them to the local people, and the rest is history. There's starvation in Zimbabwe. They become a basket case. They walk around begging for food from the rest of the rest of the world. Now look at your friends in Cuba. Look at your friends in Cuba. Look what they've done to the poor Cuban people, the gangster regime of the Castro brothers. It's a pure gangster regime. That's all. All socialism is gangsters with an army. Let's make it simple for you. Socialism is a criminal gang with an army. That's all. Most criminal gangs have soldiers in the street, 100, 200, whatever the number may be. A socialist government is a gang with millions of soldiers who does what it wants to the people, and the people can't react. That's what it is. Make it simple. Make it simple. Now, do you understand the story now? Do you get the picture? Why I'm so worked up on this Friday? That's all there is to it. I'll move on. There's many other stories, but I had to make my case like Clarence Darrow for the defense here. I feel that I've done a very good job. The rest is up to you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
KSFO traffic to the East Bay in Fremont, northbound 680 at Washington. Two-car accident there is blocking the slow lane. It involves a big rig, and someone may be trapped in a car. Emergency crews there are on the way. Traffic backed up from Calaveras Road on up past the accident to Niles Canyon Road. On the Bay Bridge, westbound at the Cantilever, a two-car accident has been cleared, but traffic continues slow into the city to the Central Freeway split. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. PlumbingTechAndRepipe.com.
If your home is underwater, the question is, can you still refinance at today's low interest rates? Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland, president of Lennox Financial, and the answer may be yes. Recently, the government announced new changes to their HARP program that may allow you to refinance even if your house is upside down with no appraisal needed. So if you owe $400,000 on your mortgage, but your house only worth $200,000, we may still be able to help you. Or if your interest rate's higher than 4%, you've got to give us a call today, and we can do it with no closing costs. That's right, nothing's rolled into your loan. Lennox Financials help thousands of people just like you. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see if you qualify. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. If you owe more than your house is worth, you need to call Lennox Financial now to see if you qualify. Call 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS number 3304. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
Whitewater rafting on your bucket list? Ride the rapids with the experienced guides at Action Whitewater Adventures. Paddle happy with half off from SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
The Radio Power Couple, Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back-to-back weeknights on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
One day we'll wake up and this regime might be gone. People say, well, it's only 3.5 more years. Look what this man has done in 4.5 years. It's not even 4.5, it's 4.25 years. And he's digging his heels in because he knows he can't be stopped. There's no opposition party. There's no two-party system anymore. And he has a big agenda ahead of him, doesn't he? So, first they came for the Amish and you didn't care. Don't say I didn't warn you. WMAL in Washington, Sylvana, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
It's Friday night. I'm having my Merlot, and I'm looking forward to Dr. Savage Craigslist wanted ads. Please, doctor.
So you want me to go away from the beard cutting and go to the Craigslist personals misconnections?
Absolutely. I've listened to the show all the time. I listened this week for the circumcision.
What should I, just for comic relief, is it women for men or men for women that you'd like me to read?
Both. The last time you
did. How about the women for women? Would you like that in the Bay Area or should we avoid that?
I'm a conservative suburban mom. I don't really go for that, but anything is hilarious at this point. It's been a tough week.
What kind of Merlot are you drinking?
Crane, the cheap wine.
You're drinking $2 Merlot. That's why you want a $2 joke, huh? All right, here, just a quick one before we go back to very serious stuff. Okay, this is Craigslist missed connections where heartbroken individuals glance at somebody, They think the other person made eye contact with them, and they fell in love, and they said, damn, why didn't we contact each other? And then they walk around with this fantasy, and then they post things like this. This is Women for Men Misconnections. Crossroads Clothing Store. Woman for Man, age 21, Santa Cruz. You know what? Santa Cruz is an oxymoron for foolish liberalism. Here's what she writes. You didn't see me, but I saw you. You hear this? You talk about insanity. You didn't see me, but I saw you with, I assume, was your girlfriend. The first thing I noticed about you were your tattoos. You had two sexy neck tattoos. Tattoos up your arms. Very tall and a strong jawline. Basically, I am writing this misconnection, in case you see it, to let you know you are one sexy beast. Now, here's a lunatic in Santa Cruz, California, who didn't... She acknowledges the man didn't see her. And he was with another woman. And she's trying to rip him off, even though he didn't even see her. Okay? Question of the day. Did she vote for Obama or Romney? Obama. Is her drug of choice marijuana, crack cocaine, or crank? Answer, all three. Does she go to the University of California at Santa Cruz, the University of California at Berkeley, or, well, you get the picture. Let's see. Here's another elevator job. Cute EMT, UCSF elevator, woman for man, age 26. You, an adorable EMT transporting. Oh, God, no. Oh, she got hot with a guy dragging a patient on a stretcher? I swear to you. She says, you, an adorable EMT transporting a patient on a stretcher in Long Hospital. Me, you, Friday afternoon. You complimented my Michael Kors watch, and we had a lovely moment in the elevator. I want to meet you. Send me a reply with... This is a sick girl, honey. I mean, guys, listen, if you're the EMT and this girl is, like, hot for you because you were dragging a person in an elevator on a stretcher, this is a Jodi Arias. This is a Jodi. Watch out for her. April 12th, $20 in your back pocket, woman for man, 30, Opal Hotel. I've never done this before, but I just really liked your smile. I wanted, oh, God. See, these are Obama voters who take these ads. You got to understand this. The White Queen says, no, there's nothing attached to it. It's a transvestite. French guy at the sunset party. Too long, boring, typically French. Too many words. Too many words for the Frenchman. Probably doesn't even read English. When I come back, beard cutting.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me?
Hi, Paula. How are you tonight? You have a rough week?
Are you sorry we drifted?
Can you pour me some of that Merlot, Paula? I'll join you in the hot tub in a minute. I mean, is that what you want me to do? I mean, I could do really arch, funny stuff if you really want me to just relax you tonight. Or I could continue to talk about Amish beard cutting, Nazism, fascism. I can go from the erudite to the comedic. I can do it in one sentence. I can turn it on a dime. I can go from Einstein to Frankenstein. I can go from Freud to Teddy in one sentence. What do you want me to do tonight? It's your show. So I'm gonna open with something light and then go back to the 15 years for beard cutting. Then I'm going to go on to all the news stories because there's an awful lot. So far, there's no nuclear war. Oh, I had a request before I do this. Neil, see if you can find the Nino Rota music. Remember we played that beautiful Italian music by Nino Rota out of the Fellini movies? It set a mood, and I want to get into that mood myself. It is a weekend. I have a nice weekend planned. Let me explain it to you just in case you don't have a good weekend and you're miserable. What is that? Come on, not creepy Nino Rota. It's different. Call him up on the road and find out which Nino Rota music. Anyway, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., I'm meeting Don Dabney, who sold my Cadillac on his website. Car went. Finally gone. 19 feet, 6 inches of beauty. Transferring the papers, a great family bought it up in Alaska, believe it or not. So my Cadillac's going to go to Alaska. And then I'm going to go out on my boat. I'm going to fuel her up. Fuel her up. Fuel her up. Fuel her up. We're going to go to a commercial dock where gas is $1 a gallon less. It's where the fishermen fuel their boats in San Francisco. It's always fun fueling a big boat, bringing her into the pier and making sure you don't smash it and tie it and the surging and the tides. I do love the water because it's ever-changing, and it teaches you to understand that life underneath your feet is very much like water underneath your body. It's ever-changing and moving, so I like boating. Gets my mind off of the world's problems, because when you're driving 40 tons of fiberglass, steel, chrome, stainless steel, gasoline, and water, and you realize that you have this liability in your hands, you tend to forget everything else. And I can imagine what it is for a pilot flying a plane, the responsibility of that man's hands. You know, it's an amazing thing to consider flying in an airplane. I don't care whether it's a Piper Cub or a G650. Or better yet, a 780, 767, whatever it may be. It's astonishing. To me, there's still a miracle in flying. It's always astonishing. I never take it for granted. I still retain that amazement at the astonishment. I mean, I'm amazed. How does it work? How does that work? How does that work? So here we are. So I'll open with something absurd, because although we were talking about the Amish and the beard, a lady called at the end of the hour. She said, "It's Friday. I've had a hard week. Could you read the Craigslist ads just for comic relief?" So I'm going to do one ad, intermittent. So now I'm switching from women looking for men in the missed connections to men looking for women. Here's the real psychos. These are the real psychos. Ladies, you got to understand that Jody Arias is on trial, but the men are the real nuts out there. So here's one, men looking for women. In San Francisco, it says, waiting for coffee at 10 at Starbucks, male for woman, age 37, Morgan Hill. "Hi," he writes, "I was at the Starbucks in Vineyard Plaza on Thursday, April 11th, just sitting nearby in my black jacket, baseball cap, and black sunglasses." Okay, you know what's coming, right? I mean, this guy is definitely marriage material. He writes, "You were waiting to pick up your coffee right in front of me. And when you noticed me slightly checking you out, LOL, you flashed a great smile. You're in black pants, but with a peachy color blouse, shoes, and even purse, I think. You have such a pretty face, medium brown hair, light eyes, a few freckles even." Now, let me pause right here. The reason the woman smiled, or the reason a woman smiles when you're checking them out, is not because they like you. They're afraid for their lives. They think you're a psychopath that could pull out a knife and cut them up in the Starbucks. So they disarm you with a smile, thinking you'll go away. But no, this guy thinks she's in love with him. So now he goes on. He writes, "I almost commented on the nice color of your blouse." Again, the blouse. Okay, fixation on the breast. "In order to start a conversation." Oh, he's going to say it to her. And she would have thought he was really in love with her because, "Hey, that's a nice peachy blouse you have. I'm not really looking at your body, you know." He's suddenly a fashion designer. "I almost commented on the nice color of your blouse in order to start a conversation, but I look kind of scruffy, and I didn't want you to think you were being hit on by a creep." Okay. "I doubt you will ever find this, but I would love to meet you for coffee sometime. I believe the barrister called out the name Pauline, or more probably Colleen, when your coffee was ready, but I may be wrong." Hey, moron. She was probably saying caffeine, not Colleen, you idiot, you. Morons out there. Just innocent interest. Oh, yeah, just innocent interest. He's interested in your black, your peachy blouse. "So maybe I will hear from you. I live locally, and if you find me, I treat to the next coffee, same place." Whoa, he must really be a spender, this guy. This guy's a real spender. He's going to buy a girl a coffee if she. Okay, you get the picture. And people actually read these things. I read them for comic relief every once a month. I can handle it. "Shall I do another?" "No, I can't take it." 99.9% of them are Obama voters. That's if they vote at all. Okay, one more, one last one, and then I'll go back to something serious. I don't know, I'm just picking one. "Seen an angel." "Seen an angel in bamboo, man for woman, age 45. The older they get, the crazier they are, by the way. White guy in bamboo getting a Viet coffee. You were behind me with a friend. Couldn't get a word out. You was too cute. You drove off in a dark blue Honda." All right. We don't even have to comment on this San Quentin releasee. "We kept looking at each other as we talked." Okay, you get the picture. The world is filled with brokenhearted people hoping that, hoping beyond hope that tomorrow they're going to meet the girl of their dreams. Do you understand why arranged marriages work? Do you understand why the Amish thrive as a community amongst themselves? So their children don't have to go through this torture and wind up, you know, on drugs because they can't find anybody. So they have arranged marriages. Do you understand those insular communities, why there's a certain brilliance to them, whether it be the Amish or other insular communities such as Orthodox Jews do arranged marriages? You understand why? To avoid this kind of craziness? Well, that's the world we live in. You have pretty high cheekbones. Do you remember telling me that in the Fremont Bart? Where are you? I like how we smiled naturally when our eyes met. This one is a literate one, too, on top of it all. Probably wrote novels. Who knows? Ugh. What else? I don't know. Is that enough? Do I have to go back to the beard now? You could do it yourself. Just look up your city and see all of the lost souls out there. Sad day looking for her soulmate. Lonely sad day must find her. Reject now. But Prince, I don't know. I can't read this anymore. It's Friday. People are looking for love. You want to talk about this? Do you want to talk about that? Okay, I'll get the stories. Here's a couple of stories. Maybe we'll trigger something else in the Savage Nation. So let's go to the best news site in the business, the Drudge Report. The top story is the top story. Obama the liar only pays a tax rate of 18%. Obama the fraud, who tells you to pay your fair share, pays only 18%. How does he do that? I don't know. He's the president. And Joe Biden, the gun grabber, pocketed $26,400 renting out his cottage to the Secret Service that protects him. He's a hell of a guy. You know, that guy's another honest one. High school umpire under fire for pushing English only during baseball game. Oh, that okay. No need to comment on that one. And on the bottom of the column is Amish prosecuted because scissors cross state lines. Not believable. Would be comedic if it was not tragic. Will never be covered by any of the frauds in the leftist media who allegedly care about civil rights. I could name them all. Every one of the fakers who faked civil rights. Do I have to mention them by name? Do I have to? Must I mention them by name? No, I won't. So here's some headlines. DHS to spend $3.9 billion on a new headquarters. That's so Madam Napolitano can oversee the $3.9 billion construction project and be in charge of everybody under one roof. She said it will help us have meetings. That's what she said. I swear to God. Rights groups question legality of targeted killings. Over 50% of moronic Americans say the country is running well. Those would be the food stamp recipients, welfare recipients, Democrat grifters, people with fraudulent contracts, anyone working for the Democrat administration, anyone who works for the government, any postal person. BBC to air song celebrating Thatcher's death. You know my thoughts on the British, don't you? Obama's paid 112,000 taxes on 609,000 of income. How'd they do that? Do illegals depress wages and job ops? No kidding. Of course they do. Telemundo poll indicates Latinos support gun control. Well, they come from a socialist country. Most of them come from Mexico, where there's already socialism and no guns. Of course they support gun control. That's why they don't belong here. If they're non-citizens, that's why they shouldn't be citizens, because they don't even understand the basis of American culture. They don't understand American culture is built upon guns and God, by the way. Guns and God. How could they understand that coming from the hellhole that they ran out of to collect welfare here? Telemundo poll now I have to listen to. Don't call me on any of those. It'll only get me agitated. I'm not ready for the newspapers yet. It's Friday night. What am I going to do? Oh, I wanted to ask you this. Your friend, the hero, Barack and Abel, what's her name? Omel? I forget her name. I'm supposed to know. Michelle Obama. Celebrate every other night another party with wine in their hand. And one embarrassing fed after another in the White House. They're cutting the Blue Angels. They're cutting Fleet Week. They're grounding one-third of the U.S. Air Force's active duty force of combat planes, including fighters and bombers, in order to party on. In order that Michelle and the girls can go on multiple vacations, in order for the president to continue golfing, they're cutting the Blue Angels show. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about President Barack Hussein Obama cutting the Blue Angels? Do you think he should do that? Do you think he should cut one-third of the U.S. Air Force's active duty force of combat-ready planes, including fighters and bombers? We don't really need them, actually, when you think about it, because they don't use them anyway. Think about that. With the people running the military today, what do we need airplanes for? What do we need them for? We're doing nothing about North Korea, so what do we need airplanes for? Yeah, keep a few flying, you know, just for show, like a Portuguese Air Force. I think that when Obama reduces the military to that equivalent of the Portuguese military, he'll figure that that's about as much as we need. Antiquated ships, antiquated planes, you know, rusty bores and rifles. He'll figure, all right, we have a Portuguese military. That's about what we need now. What now? Are you lonesome tonight? Mick in Ohio, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, that mullet is guilty as hell. I live in the community where he's from. The investigators dug for the bodies of the children that were as a result of...
Wait. What are you talking about? The man who got 15 years for allegedly being involved in hair cutting? Now you're trying to say that he killed children?
I'm going to say that he sexually counseled...
You're making it up. You're lying. This is what they did to justify killing David Koresh and the Branch Davidians. This is how the government kills. They bring up rape charges that are false, and you're doing the same thing, and I will not permit you to smear this poor man who's in jail. He can't defend himself. Shame on you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free beta prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Rackspace just open-sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere. In your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the open cloud for free at rackspace.com. Rackspace, the open cloud company.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Are you lonely out there? Can we read the book Miss Lonely Hearts? It's a great book written in the 1920s. I wasn't born, but I'm saying, don't think I'm that old. That's what radio really is. It's like we're all Miss Lonely Hearts. Broadcasters are imaginary figments of your imagination. I mean, we're real, but to those of you who listen to us, you can imagine us as anything you want us to be. Then you look at our picture and you throw up, whatever. That's why we're in radio. That's why we're not in Hollywood. In Hollywood, they look great, but inside you could throw up from what they are inside. So that's the beauty of it is we're the real McCoy. We in radio are the actual reality. We're the real McCoy. We're everything they pretend to be. If we're good at what we do, we're the renegades. They pretend to be renegades, and PR men make them look like renegades, but they're not. They're empty heads inside. But we actually put our life, you know, not live, not in America, but we risk if we're good. Well, we fake it if we're bad. So what else is in the news today? I gave you the stories that I wanted to. What should I do now? Take your calls. It's my weekend. People say, oh, the weekend's coming. This is my weekend. I'm enjoying this. It's a black hole till Monday when I go back on the air, like a nightmare. 3 hours a day, I feel like I'm flying. The other 21, it's like, oh, God, I'm dragging myself through life. You know what I'm saying? Every time I go out, there's something else assaults and insults me. I swear, I know one day I'm going to wake up and they're going to be asking for, someone's going to come into a restaurant and ask, with their pet in tow, a service animal, do you have a lacto-ovo gluten-free pet a pet menu? I know this is coming in San Francisco. Last night after the show, I went to the North Beach restaurant in North Beach. My friend Lorenzo, I told you about, was there. He was looking good. I hope he beats it, man. He's looking good. He's strong as a tree. Love the guy. So I couldn't eat. I was too, you know, jacked up from the show. But I had Teddy with me. So I had a beer, a light beer, while I'm waiting. And right away, they make food for Teddy. Like, what do you want? I said, give me the chicken, no salt, no pepper. It comes out like in 3 minutes. It's so good. So I'm Teddy's food taster. One of the reasons I order food for Teddy first is it comes out immediately. See, Teddy never complained about the food. He never sent it back. He's not like me. It's like, you know what? Could you take it back? There's a little too much this. He never says it's no good. So I get the food. It's like an appetizer. It's unbelievable. Even the chicken in there for the dog is better than what you can get most places. But I had to taste it to see if it was not too hot. He didn't complain. He loved it. Lacto ovo.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Governor Jerry Brown's week-long trip to China isn't costing the taxpayers anything. About 90 business leaders are paying $10,000 each to join him and other state officials. The delegates get access to the high-level Chinese officials with whom Brown is meeting, as well as a chance to influence his thinking on issues that are important to them. KSFO traffic out to Livermore we go. 580 eastbound North Livermore Avenue. It is a 3 or 4 car accident there. It's been blocking 2 left lanes. Looks like CHP is on scene. KSFO weather becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the upper 40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, pleasant highs from the upper 60s to the mid 70s. Right now in San Francisco, 52 degrees, partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milescop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast. And it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralax.com. Migralex.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now.
We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf. Call Jim Latimati at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
So murderers are given less sentences than beard cutters. This is the new America. America. Not one word from the ACLU. Not one word from the fraudulent deviants on MSNBC. Not one word from that twerp Bill Maher. Not one word from any of the leftist big mouths in Hollywood. Not one word from anyone about this egregious abuse of power. Not one word. New Jersey, I'm going to take callers now. I've said my piece. Let's move on. Any story, fair game. It's open mic to Mike. New Jersey, WABC. Eddie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening, Michael. I wanted to thank you first for being so articulate and combining that with truth. The ones the right and the left fear you. And I wanted to tell you what we have in common. We both believe that dogs are gifts from God, and we both know that the old rock and roll music had melody and harmony. And this is something that's gone from music today. And we both...
Not only did it have melody and harmony, but old rock and roll glorified women and was very romantic. It didn't debase women. The rap music of today turns women into garbage. And that's why they're invited to the White House during the Year of the Woman. Everything that the White House does is a twisted, perverse, has a twisted, perverse message. Nothing is straight up with them. Nothing.
No.
Okay, but I just take the bigger picture. Dogs are amazing in their ability to communicate without words. It's truly amazing. I'm with my dog all the time. He's at the show, under the desk. We know that they have a silent way of communicating. I learned to communicate through my silent brother, which I wrote about in Train Tracks, and it's a gift I have, and I think it's why I can do radio, because I can communicate with you. You don't even know me, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, but you feel as though you do.
Well, we do communicate on those different things I said. And
No, but what I mean is I have a way of reaching people, emotionally connecting with people, which is a rare gift in the media. That's a very rare gift, to emotionally connect with people through the media is a very great rarity. And I got that because I had to learn to communicate with my brother who was deaf and blind, couldn't talk, couldn't walk, blah, blah, blah. God bless Jerome. Died at 26 in a hellhole, in a snake pit. So people say, well, why do you do it? I've told you before, I've got two hearts beating inside me. I'm leading my life, and some days I don't want to do this anymore. I do it for him. And that's why I try to report on the helpless in our society. I do it for the helpless people, the truly helpless, rather than the fraudulent victims that Obama chooses to hold up. Okay? Now let's go to the next caller, WMAL, Washington, D.C. George, thanks for holding. You on the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much for what you've brought out to us, because my parents, they lived through the communist revolution in Russia, escaped it. Then they lived through the Nazi occupation in Yugoslavia, came to the U.S. to get away from it all, looking for freedom. And now, thank God that they're passed on. Today they would have been horribly, horribly terrified with what's going on with the places like Amish. That's the basic point.
George, isn't it how fascism starts, with little small minority groups that can't defend themselves?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. See, this is why Michael Savage is so worked up over the Amish. It's not because I don't know the Amish people. There's nothing in it for me. But the Republicans are so deaf and dumb that the talking points haven't come out yet. But, George, I did it. The article is up. World Net Daily wrote it. It's on the Drudge Report on the bottom left. Print it and send it to your friends. That's the best thing you can do, you know. Remember, they perverted the Commerce Clause. They twisted it. And incidentally, if you've been listening for the last couple of hours on this incident, did you hear two callers before the break started to try and present a lie about the man who was imprisoned about children? I can guarantee you as I sit here, he worked for the federal prosecutor's office or the state level because they're afraid now that this is going to blow up in their face. That was a fake planted call. I smelled it from a mile away. They were trying to smear the guy that they put away so that people say, oh, well, you know, maybe there was more to it than meets the eye. This is what they did to Koresh after they killed 72 people you remember that? Remember in Texas they killed 72 men, women, and children in the minority sect called the Branch Davidians? Again, it was a minority religious sect. You may not like them, but Janet Reno exterminated 72 of them, burnt them to the ground, killed them. All races. And then they made up a story that he molested children. It was all a lie. So be very, very cautious about the stories you're going to hear on other radio shows. They're making it up because they understand that the people are liable to go crazy over this. That was a plant call. I've got a very, very good ear. Okay, Sherry, Las Vegas, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, I'm Sherry. Heartbroken. My country has completely turned on the people, and this thing with the Amish people shears are taken across the state line.
That's right. This is how the government trumped up the case and made it a federal hate crime. It's unheard of. It's unheard of. And if they had any money like the criminals on Wall Street, they wouldn't have served 10 seconds. If they had the ability to hire real good liars of the type that practice law in America, they wouldn't have served 10 seconds. I'm not denigrating their lawyer. But they needed to get someone with real firepower, but they're too expensive for the Amish. That's all. That's all. If you steal $1.7 billion and you hire the right lawyers, and better yet, you know the congressmen who are supposedly investigating you, you don't go to jail. You get a government appointment. You become Treasury Secretary. Let's see what we got here. Portland. KYKN. I love Portland, Oregon. It's the Tumwater. Portland, Norman, you're on the Savage Nation.
An 18-year-old Alejandro Lopez was part of a group of a gang that was trying to buy money for cocaine, and they robbed and assaulted Amish members, and Lopez was sentenced to, coincidentally, 15 years in prison.
Yes, Lopez and Hernandez and their mother
drove
around western Pennsylvania in their car. When they saw a horse and buggy, they stopped, blocked the horse and buggy, got out with a baseball bat and beat up the Amish to steal their money. That's what they did. And the mother was behind it so they can get enough money together to move to a major capital and start dealing in cocaine. I know the story very well. Now, that was a sentence that was too light as far as I'm concerned. They should have begun life in prison because that was a hate crime. If Lopez attacked the Amish, was that not a hate crime?
Absolutely.
Yes. Didn't the baseball bat come from across state lines? And yet the local prosecutor did not take that to Holder and Perez, did he? Because they protected Lopez because he's a Hispanic. And so they threw a minimum sentence at him, not a maximum sentence. And so there's a misjustice in that as well. I know the story. I didn't want to mention it because it might have confused the issue a little bit. But just to let you know, I'm aware of that, and I thank you very much for calling on it. Hey, play a song for me, guys. There's one song I want to hear, You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford. Only for nostalgic reasons. Nobody knows this song. See the pyramids along the Nile. Joe Stafford? It's such a beautiful song.
Watch the sunrise on a tropic island.
Look at the lyrics. I mean, just listen to the country the way it was. Innocent.
Remember, darling, all the while.
Now compare it to the type that he invites to the White House with the gold chains on the neck rubbing their crotch. Hating women and hating America and visiting Cuba. That's the country. from pyramids along the Nile to, well, I can't even say that, because I could make a, if it was a live stage show, I would have had a rhyme ready for you. But it's not family kosher. Washington State, KFLD. Dennis, you're on the Savage Nation. On which topic, please?
Hi, Mr. Savage. I've heard a lot about gluten lately and how bad it is for you. I'm wondering if you know what it is and if it's bad for you.
It's a hula hoop. It's the latest hula hoop. It's the latest salvation for the fools looking for the single reason for their misery. Now, there are true celiac patients. There are truly people with celiac disease who are gluten insensitive, and they have to avoid gluten, which is a protein found in wheat. Okay. But the average person is a fool if they're buying into this lunacy. This is another hula hoop. This goes along with global warming. This goes along with acid rain. Every few years, another fad comes along. This is another one of them. And people say, well, I'm on a gluten-free diet. I've lost weight. I feel better. Good for you. That's because you're avoiding carbohydrates, idiot. The gluten was doing nothing to you. You're just buying into the fad. So don't buy into it. If you're celiac, if you have celiac disease, then you have to avoid gluten. Otherwise, it's just another, it's another fad, period, end of story. PhD in nutrition, University of California at Berkeley. Okay, that's my opinion. It's a, it's an industry that's incomprehensibly large, and it's a fad. I'm a lacto-ovo, gluten-free. Can I have a mocha java from... Can you give me one with the beans from 5,000 feet and make sure that the spring water comes? Because I'm such a sensitive, perfect person. Unbelievable to me. For 15,000 years, human beings have been eating wheat. Middle East, wheat-based products. South America, wheat-based products. Central America, wheat-based products. Everywhere on earth, the basis of life, the staff of life. The Bible says bread is the staff of life, you hear? But a bunch of bearded, lunatic, hippie doctors... Not even hippie doctors, a group of bead-wearing hippies in San Francisco came up with this fantasy, and the whole world is now buying into it. All of a sudden, Western civilization is insane, and Western civilization's staple of food is bad for you. Cows are no good. Wheat is no good. The air is no good. The temperature is no good. Nothing is good. It's unbelievable. The only thing good is liberalism and Obama. Gluten-free. Do you have a gluten-free menu, please? Do you have a low-salt, gluten-free, lacto-ovo special diet for my pet? I'm bringing in my pet cat. And my cat's on a gluten-free, lacto-ovo diet. But I won't bring her in your restaurant unless you have a special pet menu. Otherwise, I'll report you to Eric Holder. Okay, that's that. Are you lonesome tonight? What else do you want to talk about? Neil, how about giving me something but the beer job? 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. There are other stories. Defend the Amish. They're nice people. They never hurt a soul. They're picked on because they're a minority sect, and nobody will come to their aid because they're not connected to mainstream Christian religious organizations. The Catholics have done nothing for them. The evangelicals have done nothing for them. The Mormons have done nothing for them. The Jewish groups have done nothing for them. The Buddhist groups have done nothing for them. The Hindu groups have done nothing for them. The Muslim groups, of course, have done nothing for them. The ACLU has done nothing for them. I'm the only one talking about it. And I'll be attacked for this, by the way. By next week, I can guarantee you as I'm sitting here, the frauds in the media, and I'm talking about the fake conservatives, will attack me for even defending the Amish. They'll twist it. You wait and see. You will wait and see how they twist it. But I do what I think is best, that's all. Hey, could you play Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze, before this break? Because we are in a purple haze. The whole country's on LSD. I think it's coming out of the contrails of jets. I think Obama is seeding the nation with a cloud of purple haze. LSD coming out of the contrails of jets. It's late at night on the East Coast. I figured I'd throw one out for that crowd. Contrails are about as dangerous as gluten. There's so much madness out there. You're lucky you have me. Don't you feel like you're living in a country where everyone's on LSD but you? You ever get that feeling that the entire government smacked out of their minds on drugs? Then they clean up in the morning and they wash up and put on a suit. And they go, here's the teleprompter. Here's what you're going to read. There's like a few lunatics. There's a few lunatics behind the scenes giving them a script to read. But at night, they're like stoned out of their minds. It doesn't make sense. Oh, here's a caller. North Carolina. Sal, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. You know, in terms of the lesser of two evils and how agitated and upset everyone is about how senators and congressmen and our president have handled and run our country, where is the Don when we need him, sir?
Who is the Don, you're asking? Who do they report to? Isn't that the real question?
Well, yes, there was a time where a person like Angelo Bruno ran a city, or a person like Mr. Gambino ran another city, or Giancana. Where is the Don when you need him to have people, even if things were just better choreographed, sir, they would run.
Oh, where the Don is today is he's in the solar industry.
Well,
if you're a smart Don, you're in the solar industry.
In the solar industry, sir, I don't have your wisdom, age, or education.
I don't have any wisdom. All I have is intelligence, sufficient intelligence to analyze what's going on. I wouldn't call that wisdom. Wisdom is in another realm altogether. But let me say this. You're asking who they report to, I think. The answer is always found in the money, isn't it? Follow the money?
The money.
He who controls the money supply, or those who control the money supply, are controlling this country. And there are only a few people who are literally controlling the money supply. In my opinion, George Soros is one of the most evil manipulators on the planet. He is probably responsible for almost a great percentage of what's going on in this country, not only through the money he has gotten through money trading and whatnot, but through the organizations that he has seeded with this money, which are numerous and too numerous to mention. Hundreds and hundreds of fraudulent journalists are out there, funded by George Soros, putting out lies on a daily basis in order to maintain this construct called Obama and the Democrat machine. So George Soros would be at the top of my list, but you can name several of the major banks as well. Some of the private investment banks, no doubt in my mind, are controlling the economy, which are therefore controlling the political structure as well. Does that make sense to you or not?
What happened to the big families that meant something at one time? That
who knows? Maybe they're all eating salami in heaven. Maybe they're all eating prosciutto in heaven.
Okay, Mr. Savage.
Maybe they're having prosciutto and melon with God. Maybe they've made their peace with Jesus. I don't know where they are. I mean, there is supposed to be a chance to redeem yourself, isn't it? Maybe they're all up in heaven having prosciutto and melon with God. I don't know. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Bait to Breakers, presented by Craigslist, a San Francisco original, returns Sunday, May 19th for its 102nd running. Walk or run, it's all about fun, fitness, and creative expression. Enjoy live bands and dress in your most original and innovative costume as you join thousands of other racers. Don't miss out on this amazing San Francisco tradition on Sunday, May 19th. Register now at betabreakers.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
If someone told you you could buy a fully renovated property in a very nice neighborhood for just $60,000 and rent it to a medical professional for over $1,100 a month, wouldn't you want to learn more? What if that home was actually worth $90,000 but you paid only $60,000? Investors at Real Wealth Network know the secret, and so can you. Find out more at realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Step right up to the arcade called America. This way to the egress. Here are the dancing girls. There's the church. Get a hot dog. Fly a kite. Take in a ball game. Watch a TV show. So tonight, play a little bit more of this Nina Rota. I love it. It has a certain flavor. Ran out already? It's like it's sputtered out like a balloon. Play it again then, Sam. Play it again, Sam. Okay, good. Step right. So tonight I explain to you what fascist comes from. It derives from the word fascius, thick, used by the ancient Romans to corral people and keep them in line. Social regimentation. Forcible suppression of opposition. Think the Black Panthers with billy clubs outside a polling booth, not arrested for a hate crime. Not arrested at all, because the same head of the Civil Rights Division that put the Amish guy away for 15 years refuse to prosecute them. Okay, so that's fascist. You understand how it works? Now, most of you have been hoodwinked into believing that fascism can only exist on the right, that it's only a country that exalts race that is a fascist nation. What you don't understand is that there have been numerous examples of left-wing fascist dictatorships, the Soviet Union, Fidel Castro's country. I can name many others, including Communist China under Mao Zedong, centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader. We're not there yet, but we're moving there. Severe economic and social regimentation. What does that mean? What is severe economic and social regimentation but Obamacare? It meets the definition as far as I can tell. We've not yet reached forcible suppression of opposition, or have we? Yeah, we have. The Amish going to jail for 15 years is the beginning of it. That's right. Great oaks from little acorns grow. Great tumors from single errant cells do grow. Savage Nation, be here or be nowhere.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love.
I wonder what he was on. Welcome back to The Savage Nation. I mean, if this kid were alive today, they would say that he's got an ADHD. They put him on a drug and you wouldn't have heard Great Balls of Fire. Welcome to the program.
It's newspaper time on the program. Generally go to two newspapers, both the Old York Times to show you the state of the statist newspaper, and then a local paper. Of course, there's no mention of the violation of constitutional rights of the Amish. That would, of course, show something negative about the communist regime in power, and therefore it's not reported. Instead, we have the usual, a man in a striped suit with a ball in his hand. Chinese investment in Oakland project. Governor announces deal for waterfront development. That's very good. Isn't that nice to hear that China is basically buying up Oakland adjacent to Jack London Square? It kind of gives the words Jack and London kind of a new flavor. Broken bolts could delay opening day. You hear about that scandal, about the corrupt contracting? They spend billions of dollars building a new bridge here in the Bay Area, and the contractor uses defective bolts, and now the bridge could fall down, and they have to put in new bolts. Now, no one's gone to jail, of course. It's like Medicaid fraud in the clinics in San Francisco. Here's another headline. This is a real scream, written by one of the – I mean, this is beyond comprehension. You talk about scare tactics for fools. Wine country on the move? Question mark. Top regions may be too hot by 2050 because of global warming. But coast and mountains could thrive. You hear this passes for a science reporter in the San Francisco Chronicle. We're to fear global warming, even though we're in a cooling trend. And because of it, wine growers may have to move to, Yellowstone or the Yukon, to grow wine. This is what passes for a news story in the San Francisco newspaper. Finally, on the bottom, a gay story. As you see, it starts with a sports story on the top. A global warming fright story in the middle. And then on the bottom, a gay story. Here it is. Legislature excluding gays could cost scouts tax exemption. And that, of course, covers the San Francisco newspaper, which is why it loses $10 million, I think, a month. I don't know how much it's losing now. I read it only for the newspaper. I'm sorry, for the ads. No, I don't even read it for the ads. I read it to mock it on the air. I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. I confused the air with ads. I'm a little distracted this afternoon from the beard-cutting case because I trimmed my beard this morning and I was afraid I'd be arrested on a... I thought black helicopters would swoop down into my bathroom and arrest me for hate crime because my razor did come from out of state. It was a Remington, and I think it came from Oklahoma. And I was afraid if the Justice Department heard that I trimmed my beard, I could be charged with a self-hate crime. Is that a new statute that Obama could look into, self-hate crimes? A self-hating conservative? Could you get thrown in jail for that one? You could get solitary confinement for that one. New York Times, no mention of the nuclear arms in North Korea. That's been dropped by the fools already. Here we go, top right. Obama budget takes up curbs on social programs. I have no idea what it means, so I won't read it. Study of babies did not disclose risks, U.S. fines. Programs said to violate rights of premature infants' parents. I have no idea what that's about, so I won't even look into it. Senators Patrick Toomey and Joe Manchin III at a news conference on Wednesday. Senators' search for ally keeps gun bill alive. Not interested. How's that? Not interested. They're going to pass a wrist-slapping gun bill. The Republicans and Democrats will go on to something else, okay? It's already over. The gun thing is basically over. They'll pass a mild little wrist-slapping, and that'll be the end of it, okay? Stop panicking already like a bunch of ninnies. Leopard attack in Nepal leaves 15 injured. Well, that's very unmerciful of him. I mean, how could a leopard in Nepal attack anyone? Aren't they all peace-loving people who bow to each other? Wouldn't even the leopards be peaceful in Nepal? After all, third world is a superior to us here in America. Thatcher rests, many rage, aid boost for Syrian rebels. That's a sick story. That's a sick story. The United States was poised to widen non-lethal aid and pressure bill to lift the European arms embargo. Why would you aid al-Qaeda in Syria? Does anyone have any sense to this? Does anyone know why Obama is aiding al-Qaeda in Syria? Don't call me. It's pretty clear why. The same reason he threw Amish in jail for 15 years for cutting their beard. Okay? Clearly advancing brain study. Scientists have made a mouse brain transparent to study neurons, and they found that it mimics that of a Democrat. No, I added that second sentence. Let's see. A compromise on immigration. A bipartisan group of senators has largely agreed to fortify borders before a path to citizenship is cleared. Fortify the borders. Oh, yeah, right. Bush opened up 6 superhighways from Mexico right into the heart of America so the trucks didn't have to be looked at. Yeah, bipartisan. They're all on the side of the American people. Are you crazy? What else is in the newspaper? Picture of Prada with shoes. The ads aren't even good anymore in the New York Times. When I was young, we used to read them just for the swimsuit ads. People have gotten, like, ugly, I know they're using in the ads now. To try to be diverse, they're putting ugly people in ads. Is ugliness considered part of the diversity movement? Do they have to include ugly people? I don't care about race or sexual orientation, but must they be horrible looking? You know, when I came into the show tonight, I was dragging, because it's late for me. I was dragging into that. Now, I'm chomping at the bit. Why does Obama want to map the human brain? He proposes a $100 million brain mapping project, and I smell a rat. Because everything this guy does has a curveball to it. The solar lies that have come out, you know, where'd that money go? Where's the $563 million that went to Solyndra? Hello? Nobody knows. Okay? So is it just about money? I doubt it. So one of the callers said that he wants to suddenly be into the neurosciences and look like he's on top of it, because he's trying to put down Dr. Ben Carson and try to top him. Now, of course, he can never do that because Ben Carson is the real McCoy. You don't become a pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins the way you become, let's say, the editor of the Harvard Law Review owing to certain other factors. In other words, you can't fake your way into that position. You can't become a pediatric neurosurgeon through affirmative action. Let me level it with you because there's no other way to put it. Okay, they can't rig the system for you. Either you know how to do brain surgery, or you get your appointment, or you can't do brain surgery. Whereas as a street agitator, you don't have to prove anything. So we move from that to a man who said that he really does have ADHD, because I'm very skeptical about it. We know it exists to a certain extent, but not to the extent that we have been sold it exists. And now doctors who were once pushing it are going away from it and saying, watch out. Just watch out, because there's too many kids being diagnosed with ADHD. A judge called, a retired judge, and he said he self-diagnosed when he was a teenager, and he took dextroamphetamines, and he felt better, and he's been on drugs all his life, and he's 64, which is very interesting. Now, you know, if you look up dextroamphetamines, they are doping children up with this now. But what you have to understand is about, and it's called Adderall, by the way. They give it a nice name. It's like Ahi, for a poor fish that never wanted to be chopped up and caught. Unfortunately, they gave it a pretty name. Would you like some Ahi? Or would you like some Mahi? What, would you like some Adderall with your Ahi? Or would you like some Adderall with your Mahi? It's habit forming. It can cause heart-related side effects. There are many side effects to these drugs. Rashes, hives, itching, shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, swelling of face, agitation,
glaucoma, heart disease, an overactive thyroid gland. Now, what I'm getting at is this. Some people need it because they'd rather have some of these symptoms in a minor key than be depressed and want to commit suicide or not be able to function at all. You understand it's a trade-off. It's not either or. It's not 100% one thing or the other. So some people say, you know what? I'd rather have some of these disorders than walk around like a zombie and feel like jumping off a bridge. Depressed all the time. I don't feel good. I can't focus. I feel like a sack of potatoes. So the doctor puts him on this for now. They feel better for a while. So, oh, yeah, you trade it off. So the guy's health suffers in the long run, but meanwhile, he's functional. And I understand that. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with the message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry, this free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed-rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount. Owner-occupied, 75% LTV with impounds. 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897. NMLS 1978.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, it's projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately,
I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I want to tell you something else. There is a way to struggle with brain, mild brain disorders, and do it without drugs. You will find exercise can do some of these things. You will find that massive doses of ascorbic acid, meaning vitamin C, in water or in club soda will bring up your brain energy really fast. In fact, about 30 years ago, there was a very important finding, which was suppressed by the pharmaceutical industry. They were curing heroin addicts of addiction with massive doses of vitamin C. It was in a Bronx clinic, in a hospital, no less. It was very, very well received, and it was hushed up and buried by the powers that be for obvious reasons. I got very interested in the brain many years ago. I wouldn't consider myself an expert, but for about 5 years I was in the Alzheimer's research world, and I invested myself into everything that was written about it that I could possibly get my hands on. Being reasonably well-educated and reasonably intelligent, I learned enough to think that I learned certain things about Alzheimer's disease that are not well, you know, accepted by the medical establishment. But the point is, in doing that, I went into realms of the brain that intrigued me. In fact, to this day, even though I have two master's degrees and a PhD, you know that to this day, sometimes, even at my age, I think of going back and getting another master's degree in neurosciences. That's how fascinated I am by neurochemistry and the brain. It doesn't mean I've already gotten the degree. Don't get me wrong. It's like the kid, 11 years old, he got shot, you know, saying he was going to be a surgeon. I love that. Okay, I'm sorry the kid got shot. Already the funeral is saying he was like a dead surgeon. I didn't say I was a neuroscientist because I wanted to get another degree. Don't get me wrong. Nor am I making fun of anyone who gets shot, you know. That's just a loss of a life. But the point I'm making is a little different than that. I have struggled with some of these disorders myself all my life. But I never took medication for them. I to this day, have to fight narcoleptic experiences. I have to fight depression. I have to fight a desire to not go on sometimes. Why do I do it? How do I create so much? How do I get up and do a show every night with this energy, despite all of that? It's a miracle, actually. But I do it without drugs. Why and how do I do it? It's a miracle unto itself. But I'm getting to another point. And I have to do it in my own way, in a roundabout way. I remember when I was studying botany many years ago, I had a professor, I don't want to mention his name. He was a great, crazy, eccentric botanist. You say botany, you think you're going to go to sleep, xylem and phloem. He was a different sort. He was a very advanced mind. And he would give a lecture in the classroom, a graduate lecture, and he'd fall asleep in the front of the classroom. He'd fall asleep while lecturing you. He was a heavy-set guy. And he had narcolepsy. It looked like a Pickwickian syndrome, you know, let's say Victorian England. He would stand there and in the middle of talking, he'd zone out, completely zone out, and go dead silent for a number of minutes. And no one would say anything. And he'd come back and go on with the lecture, or he'd come up with a brilliant insight. I actually got to love this man because he was so delightful in so many ways. I think the world would have lost a lot had he been medicated, you know, for his narcolepsy. I'll never forget, this is a side story of a side story of a side story, which is that I think he became famous for the following. He was at a scientific convention in Ireland, which was held at a castle, an old castle, not a new castle, built by a Russian oligarch, but an old castle. And they took a break to go to the men's area to relieve themselves, as they did at anywhere. But the castle did not have a facility of that kind. It had what was known as a peeing wall. And that's a pleasant, polite way of putting it. And he said, this is the kind of mind he had. He was down there with the other guys relieving himself against the peeing wall. When he looked at the peeing wall and he noticed that there were all sorts of lichens and molds growing on this old wall from all of this urine and whatnot. And the man was so curious and his mind was so undrugged and so free that he said to himself, I wonder if there'd be some new organism in that, in the material I see on the wall, because look, it's been here 5 centuries, 6 centuries, all these men that have come through here, look what's growing, I wonder. So he went and got a Petri dish. He scraped off some of the plant material that was growing on the wall. He took it back to the lab, and he discovered a new species, which he named the new species. And science, naming a new species is considered the epitome or the zenith of your field. At least it was in my day. So you say, what a pointless story. Did he make any money from it? I doubt it. I doubt that he made any money from the new organism. But that wasn't the point. You understand? That's what science was. That's what science was in my day. It wasn't oriented toward making God bless him if he could have made a new sulfur, a new antibiotic. I don't think he did, no. The point is that he had a creative mind. And I love creative minds. They're so rare that you can hardly find them anymore. I never run into them. Rarely. I have one or two friends who I have brilliant friends. And then I have one or two creative friends who are nuts. Nuts as a cuckoo bird, but I love them because they're brilliant. I won't mention who because none of them talk to me anymore after the birthday dinner that I gave them when I put everyone down for ordering too much food. I'm thinking of leaving California anyway. I can't take the criminal taxation system. I cannot take the broken streets. I can't take the flood of illegal aliens who hate the country. I can't take it. They didn't create the Sierra Nevada. They didn't create San Francisco Bay. And so therefore, they don't own it. But they act as though they do. And the white liberal politicians are so venal that they treat the illegal aliens as though they are the inheritors of something they never built. And I find I resent it. And I find I can't take it. And it's funny, in Florida, although there are many immigrants, I don't feel the same thing. I don't feel the same vibe off the Haitians that I feel from those who are in California. It's a strange phenomenon. But the illegal aliens in California have an entitlement and a hatred that pours off them that I frankly never feel from the Haitian people. Isn't that odd? It's an odd phenomenon that I think is worth studying. Why do they have an entitlement in California? Answer, because the louts on the left encourage them to have, those feelings. Well, I'm wandering around a bit because I have ADHD, I guess, which is a talk radio attention deficit disorder, which, of course, makes for great shows.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. The Republican National Committee has voted in favor of a resolution reaffirming its platform plank opposing gay marriage. The vote came today as RNC members meet at a Hollywood hotel and after RNC Chairman Reince Priebus released a report that some Republicans complained seemed to advocate a shift in position on immigration, gay marriage, and other issues. KSFO traffic at the moment, Highway 92. This is on the San Mateo Bridge and the eastbound direction at the high rise there. Two cars are stalled apparently in the right-hand lane. CHP's on their way. KSFO weather becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the upper 40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, highs from the upper 60s to the mid 70s. Right now in San Francisco, 51 degrees, partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast. And it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralex.com. Migralex.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
Rackspace just open-sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere. In your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the open cloud for free at rackspace.com. Rackspace, the open cloud company.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Only the Home Depot has Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
None of this will be easy. It was. We'd already know everything there was about how the brain works, and presumably my life would be simpler here. It would could explain all kinds of things that go on in Washington. And we could prescribe something.
We could prescribe something. Notice the imperial we. Notice the imperial we. We, not you could prescribe, not doctors could prescribe, not medicine could find and prescribe, but we could prescribe, the imperial we. This man is a very, very egotistical man and a narcissist, as we know, as are most politicians. But it is definitely his attempt to cast an umbra over Dr. Carson. Sorry for using a PhD word, but he's trying to cast an umbra, his umbra, or an umbra of him over Dr. Carson, to use a phrase that you might find in a novel. Pardon me for insulting you with words that are not normally spoken in talk radio, but look, it's late enough at night for me to occasionally throw in a word without being embarrassed by it. Salem, Oregon, Vivara, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to say thank you so much.
I am a first-time caller. I listened to you for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And your book, I had to go get. And it's actually very incredible. I want to, you know, create a library of your books.
Okay, I mean, I'm glad you like it. You like the novel A Time for War? Do you like the restaurant scenes in addition to the plot? You like the scenes in San Francisco's North Beach Italian restaurants?
I got to say, you know, you are, since, you know, a couple of weeks ago, have been an absolute inspiration for me, and I've had, you know, really close friends of mine. I don't know how to talk to them because they say, oh, you know, you can't listen to Michael Savage. He is, you know, just speaking different things. And I'm like, no.
No, they don't. Most people say that about me. They don't listen to me, nor do they have the brains to even understand me. Most of them have very, very, they have pea brains. So don't worry about what your friends say. You're defining yourself by yourself, which means that you're marching to a different drummer, as has been said. And you're going to have to get ready for the fact that you're on a new road. You're on your own road. And where that road takes you is anyone's guess. But the fact is you're probably going to have to leave some of your, quote, friends behind, as I did, in order to develop and grow, my friend. And I thank you for listening to the program. I don't want to go on and on. If I were a normal talk show host, I would milk that caller for another 10 minutes. But nah, what's the point? What's the point? You know, really. You know, so far I've had a very nice show. Now we go into the brain. Scientist in chief all of a sudden. You know, be careful. ABC, Mary, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi. You said that you have an ADHD mind, but you're really the only one who can maintain a train of thought. No matter how many times you divert from a topic, I never get lost in what you say, and I'm always confident that you will work your way back to your main point.
It's very interesting you should say it. I absolutely do, and I pretend that I'm drifting into, you know, rivulets and rivulets and rivulets of the rivulets down to the arterial level of thinking, and then I come right back to the carotid artery of the idea.
Sometimes I listen to Clarabelle, and he'll start a sentence five times and never get back to it, and it's frustrating.
Well, look, as I say, I have no enmity towards anybody in the talk radio business. It's a very tough business that I'm in, and there's a long day part. You know, you've got a lot of hours to fill. Someone just came in the studio whose opinion I trust very much, who said to me, you know, you may be one of the few talk show hosts in America who actually take natural calls. She said to me, I hear other shows, they all sound like they're either pre-picked to make the host look good, or they're setup calls. And she said, you're getting callers that are all original to talk radio. Maybe they're hungry to call a show. I don't know. It could be. And it's also a product of my mind, which does wander, because I have so many interests. I don't like getting stuck. I can do it. If it's a really hot topic, like God forbid it was North Korea, something really happened, we'd do that all night. But I'd love to go from the brain, $100 million brain. Look what we've done tonight. We've discovered that Obama absolutely is talking about mapping the brain, and we will do this, we will do that, because he wants to trump the real McCoy. He's that insecure. He's that threatened by Carson. That if people start to look at Dr. Carson and say, holy God, this guy came up from nothing, he could not fake it as a brain surgeon. While we know that Obama knows that he's faked an awful lot of what he's done to get where he is, you know, it's all built upon, you know, mirrors, halls of mirrors. It's like a hall of mirrors that created the Palace of Versailles and the Palace of Obama, based upon a hall of mirrors. Constant reflections, you know, shadows on the wall. And I think it's very interesting, that's all. I mean, right now I could shift to a whole other topic, but I don't want to do it because I'm looking at the news as a topic that intrigues me. I think I'll save it for another night, which are the poseurs at the San Francisco museums, particularly one a woman who is a monster that they're featuring, who runs the fine arts museums as though they're her personal museum. And it's a disaster what's happened to the – I spend a lot of time in fine arts museums. I have since I'm a kid. I was drawn to them even as a child, well, a teenager. The Metropolitan Museum was my favorite. I'd wander in there for hours, or the Museum of Modern Art. I liked, and I was amazed by Picasso. I was amazed by some of them. But I'm more of a traditionalist, so the Met was always a greater museum for me. Nevertheless, San Francisco does have some nice museums, some beautiful works of art. Unfortunately, it's so out of town because of the strong-willed woman who runs it like a fiefdom. That I remember I criticized this, that they actually had the nerve in the de Young Museum to put a collection of a woman's shoes after she died in showcases. Remember about 4 years ago I did that show? I walked in there and my mouth fell open and I would not believe what I was looking at. Now I know why. This out-of-towner here who runs the museums like it's a personal city, you know, so out of it, so provincial, it's embarrassing. So her girlfriend dies, and what, she told her she'd put her shoes in a showcase? So I remember looking at it. I said, I can't believe this. And there was a guard there. I was shaking my head, and we talked. He said, I've never seen anything like it either, but don't say I've said anything. As a matter of fact, he was an African-American guard, and we, you know, hit it off. But now that wasn't it. It got worse under this out-of-town provincial woman who runs the museums in San Francisco. Another woman died. She left her dress collection. They did an entire exhibit of the woman's dresses. And only in San Francisco could this happen. Only in this provincial city of ours could one woman, I don't need to mention her name, one of those out-of-towners always wearing like a dress, a certain, you know, a gown made by Oscar de la Renta. Oscar de la Renta made her a dress. It's awful. I never saw such a mixture of garbage clothing like this. She looks like she's wearing a mink stole in this picture that she got from a rummage sale, combined with an Oscar de la Renta dress and a big smile, and looks like she ate too much brie in her life. Let's put it to you that way. So she runs it like it's a scandal now in the city. 15 years she's ruled the museums like it's her own. And she's been accused by critics of overstepping her bounds, taking too active a role in curatorial and personnel matters, running the public museums like a private enterprise. And she is, in my opinion. And only in San Francisco could she get away with it, because there are so few people, and they're all very provincial in their thinking. It's something out of a bad French novel of the 19th century, living in San Francisco, which I found charming for years. I used to look at it with, you know, the Gettys. Oh, you go to the Gettys house. The epitome of society. Take a look at their families, how well they worked out. Or the others that go to the houses up there. So I would look at it as a 19th century French novelist. I don't find it charming anymore. I find it so boorish, I can't take it. I'd rather watch a seagull relieve himself than go to any of those events. I find it more intriguing zoologically. In other words, the specimens bore me in San Francisco. Anyway, that's a personal observation. But the thing is, that's how my mind works. That's, I'm ready for a change. I mean, I'm just talking out loud now. I don't know why. It's like I took some medication tonight called Talk Radio, and I ingested it. Boy, is it working. I came into the show tonight. I was tired. It's late. I didn't think I would be excited by it. It's like a medication. So what am I telling you? I am showing you something. I'm telling you that if you're interested in life, I'm telling you that good conversation is medication. Good conversation is better than medication. It's good for your heart, your soul, your brain, your weight, your hair, your teeth, your nose, your ears, your eyes, and your fingernails, as well as your dog's coat. Why? I don't know, because the human being is more than just mechanistic functions. We have a spirit. And unless the spirit is fed through various and sundry, whether it's great art, okay, or great conversation, or even mediocre good conversation, you're going to feel dead. And that's why the drugging of society is so deadly, because it takes away anyone's quest to find that conversation, to reach out, not only to absorb that creativity that's out there, but to have your own creativity and express it. In other words, our society is becoming more deadened from all of this drug usage. How many of our bright children are being destroyed with Adderall and these other drugs with the misdiagnosis or the overdiagnosis of ADD, ADHD, etc.? How many? How many bright kids are being put into chemical straitjackets? Well, if I were the only one saying it, you wouldn't be listening to me. But even the doctor who first declared the category to be more broadly occupied than you ever thought now is saying he shouldn't have done it.
He's sorry he did it for the last 20 years. How many minds have been ruined by him? Right? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email. And we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home is lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If I was blessed with a normal mind, you'd never have heard, you would never have heard of me. I probably, if I had a normal mind, well, let's say, thinking back, let's say when I was 17 and was showing signs of who I am, if I had let the normal course of events take their course and went to, let's say, a quack doctor, meaning a psychiatrist in that time, and they would, well, your son has blanket email, let's put him on the, maybe at most I would have been a dentist and dead by now for a heart attack. So let me tell you a story. Coming into San Francisco to broadcast at KSFO Studios, I stopped in the beautiful Italian district of North Beach. And I went over to visit a sick friend of mine. And he and I have had a relationship going back 40 years. We argue all the time, much like what went on in my father's antiques market between men who liked each other. In those days, men would argue with each other in a friendly manner over everything. So I went in to see him, and there it was. It was life imitating art and art imitating life. I swear to God, there it was. I saw crowds of Chinese rushing into the free clinic, committing Medicaid fraud, in my opinion, and it was going on right under my nose. Not one person has been indicted for this Medicaid mill being run here in San Francisco. As sure as I'm sitting here, it's a Medicaid mill. I saw one after the other off-the-boat immigrants rushing into this health clinic next to the restaurant in hordes of them, busloads of them. It's a Medicaid mill. So I turned to page 66 of my great novel, A Time for War, and I want to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you because it's life imitating art. It was happening in front of my eyes all over again. Jack left the car with the valet who parked it in front of the restaurant and walked with Eddie the dog to the table where Doc was already sitting. The sunlight was different than it had been 4 hours earlier. It was ruddy and tossing oblong shadows across the streets. A wind blew in from the Embarcadero carrying the smell of salt water and fish. There were more people about as businesses closed and restaurants prepared for dinner. Are you listening to me? The line outside the Chinese clinic next to Spumante's was gone as doctors and nurses who worked dawn to dusk saw their final patients. Free medical care promised by Mao, Doc observed, but not delivered. And here it is on a silver platter from Uncle Sam. Medicaid mills being broken all across South Florida, but they're untouchable here in San Francisco. We should ask that doctor whether he's noticed any abuse of the system next time we see him here. And then I go on. And it's all in the restaurant there, the North Beach restaurant called Bruno's. And then I want to talk about something. When my dad had a heart attack, and he's dead a long time. My father died in 1970. When he first had a heart attack, you know what I was touched by? Neighbors who I hardly knew gave him a little radio, a portable radio, to keep by his bedside during his recovery. And for some reason, that act of kindness, a little simple portable radio with batteries in it, has stuck in my mind all these decades. Just something about the milk of human kindness. The radio. The radio. They gave my father a radio, so while he was in bed recovering, he could listen to the radio. I didn't even know the neighbors knew him that well. We didn't talk to them that much. And I never forgot that neighborliness. And so I brought a radio to my friend in the North Beach restaurant because he can't get the show at home. He doesn't have a radio at home. And I know he's struggling very hard to fight this cancer. And there's only one kind of radio that really picks up reception in San Francisco outside of cars, and that's the one I bought for him. He doesn't need it. It's not that he's poor and needs a radio. I don't know. I just remembered that gift of the radio. Anyway, it's one thing leading to another. Here's another story. Stimulus funds fed minority businesses that served as middlemen. Oh, boy. Obama green loan recipient Fisker preps for bankruptcy. I didn't even get to these. Stimulus funds fed minority businesses that served as middlemen. I was going to go into this as an extension of my discussion of corruption in America. We know about the minority contracting in America. You know that basically they're front companies. They keep a 10% cut for themselves and do nothing. And then they turn the job over to those who can actually do the job. Oh, yeah, everyone knows that. So the Washington Times blew the lid on WB Construction and Sons, Inc., you know, and what they did and blah, blah, blah. All they do is fill out forms, paperwork, to get the contract, and then turn it over to a company that actually can do the job. And yet, many U.S. departments like Veterans Affairs, U.S. Forest Service, are not alarmed by the practice or its impact on the goal of such programs. They love that kind of subcontracting. And we know what that is, even though the tax dollars are being ripped apart by this lie, this big lie of minority contracting. One after the other. One after the other. They have to buy materials from a front group, in other words, to make sure they get a couple of million out of it. Here's one. Fidelis Design and Construction LLC is owned by a service-disabled veteran who also is a minority. It received $13.5 million in six stimulus contracts from Veterans Affairs, all reserved for disabled veterans. But each time it subcontracted virtually all the work to Pride Enterprises, a black-owned firm that would not have been eligible to bid on the contracts directly. Fidelis described its role as, quote, supervisory in stimulus disclosures. In all, Fidelis kept $1.4 million or 11% of the contract, with the remainder going to Pride. Can you believe this? Well, because it's part of the corruption. And then I went into the drugs, you know, the corruption of the medical, dental, the medical, pharmaceutical, medical establishment on the show tonight, you know, because it really is part of the corruption, how pervasive it really is. So you say, oh, okay, you're walking around like you have a halo. I didn't say that. I didn't say I have a halo, but I'm not corrupt. That's all. It's all you got to know. That's all you got to know. Yeah, I'm putting myself on a pedestal. I'm a talk show host. I can tell you right now that I don't rob from people. I don't take from people. And that's the end of it. And they do. And the country's filled with crooks from the top to the bottom. The country is more crooked today than it's been since, I would say, since going back well over 100 years to the Tammany Hall days of New York City, which I try to tell you about. The Tammany Hall days in New York City, when the Democrat machine had every contract rigged, everything was rigged in that city. And do you know that Tammany Hall and the corrupt Democrat machine ran New York City for well over 100 years? You know who broke that corruption? A Republican by the name of Fiorello LaGuardia. You don't know LaGuardia was a Republican. And I'm not peddling Republicanism, because today that party, unfortunately, has rendered itself rather almost impotent with regard to its invisibility in so many ways. But we don't have to. The point is that the Democrats today are very much like Tammany Hall was in New York City in those. So now we have a federal Tammany Hall. That's what you're feeling. So I want to go back to something else, because someone said to me last night, how do we go on if you feel it's broken? Remember I said many men, middle-aged men who fought in war, say, can this country ever be saved? And I say sometimes things that are broken forever. Here's what I wanted to add this, because I thought about that. It's kind of severe, you know, because there's no hope in that. And I don't want to create false hope. A country can survive deception of the order created by the Obama machine and the corruption that is pervasive as a result of the Bush machine and now the Obama machine. First, the 8 years of Bush, the corruption in the mainly in the war contracting. So can the country survive it? Yes. We can even survive the skanks that are running things today.
Savage.